and welcome to Indie Business Podcast. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. Today's show is sponsored by From Nature with Love, thousands of raw materials and supplies to make your own cosmetics. Bulk and small quantities are available, and you'll find lots of unique goodies to set your products apart from the pack. Get more information at FromNatureWithLove.com. Well, I've been doing a lot of reading lately about the importance of things like good sleep. I even read a report recently that said we need 10 hours of sleep in order to maximize our effectiveness every day. And, you know, I got to say, I haven't made that yet, but one of the things I am trying to do is to insert a little bit more relaxing, creative time into my life, because I think it makes a difference not only personally but also professionally. And not too long ago, I learned about an author and a book, and both are helping me do that. And so I'm so excited to have the author of this fantastic book on today's show. His name is Neil Tepper, and he is the creativity doctor. His new book is called Prescriptions for Living a Creative Life, Simple Remedies for Common Maladies in our 24/7 world. Neil is a former creative executive with the Coca-Cola Company, Universal Television, and the 1996 Olympic Games. He is also an inspirational speaker, an award-winning photographer, and a songwriter. I'm wondering when he relaxes, but we'll get to that. He coaches individuals and organizations on how to apply creativity to every aspect of life. Welcome to Indie Business Podcast, Neil.
Thank you, Donna Maria. It's just great to be here.
If you're listening to the show at IndieBusinessRadio.com, make sure you click on the chat link so you can join us live in the chat room. You can post your questions, and we'll make sure that we talk with Neil about them. You can also, of course, talk with us on Facebook at Indie Business Fans and also on Twitter at Indie Business. So, Neil, first of all, let me just say that Neil is calling in to the show today from Honolulu, where the sun is rising at 7 o'clock in the morning and it's beautiful. And I'm
that
on the
coast
in a pot of humid stew. So let's just have a pity party for me first. But, Neil, tell us about your background. You are a professional creativity executive, so you can really help us out here. Tell us how you got started with being a creative professional. How does that work?
Well, it works by, first of all, doing what comes naturally, and it seems like it's always come naturally for me to be creative, to enjoy the arts, the art of natural flow. And that sounds kind of esoteric, but I've always done what comes naturally. I've shot pictures, I've written, I've been involved in music. And I was doing that when I lived in Hawaii a long, long time ago, but my career was needed an upgrade, a reboot, so to speak, and I moved to the mainland, to Atlanta. And the interesting thing was all that creativity that I had explored went to good use in the business world. And Coca-Cola hired me, and I was there for 10 years as a creative executive. And that showed me, really, that the business world does value creative expression, creativity. And you just need to be able to manage both worlds, the business world and the creative side, if you will. And I managed to do that, and I was valued for that within the company and had a great time. And then
it's interesting that you say that there's a need to be able to manage both. As you know, our audience on the podcast is small and independent business owners, creative people who manufacture fantastic products, and they use their hands to articulate their creativity. And then, of course, the challenge is translating that into a business. So, you know, you have done that, and that is fantastic. What are some of the things you've done along the way that other people can incorporate into their lives that have made that happen for you?
Well, the thing is to not get stuck on either side of that continuum. That is, too creative or too linear. And it's funny, I use this expression, logical creative, because we need both, especially entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs, because the, the first line of my book begins with a famous advertising agency has as its credo for employees, if you don't come in on Saturday, don't even bother to come in on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that's the kind of life an entrepreneur lives. There's always more to do,
right.
Always a ton of stuff and a long, long list. Well, you can get bogged down in that, and that's the left brain. That's the logical, operational side of your business, and you can get caught in your business rather than working on the business. And I know that to be true because I'm an entrepreneur these days. The fact is, you can also get caught on the other side, on being too creative and too out there and too wild and too innovative, and you've got to pull yourself back. And it's really a balancing act, as is living in this 24/7 world, a balancing act of the kids and the obligations we have, and not forgetting to take time to invest in ourselves, in the creative aspect, the right brain, the intuitive side of us. So, the bad news of all this, Donna Maria, is that there's no silver bullet to how to manage that. The idea is to walk and feel, actually, yourself along that continuum. And if you're not feeling balanced, move a little towards the other side. And that sounds a little vague, but for example...
You know what, can I just say this? Right. Actually, I'm not sure it sounds vague to our audience because...
Okay, I'm glad.
And that's a good thing. It's the relaxation because... And here's the thing. For most of our listeners, relaxation includes the work they do. In other words... It is a relaxing thing for
right.
Lisa Casper of Blue Moon Candles, for example, who's listening to the show right now. Hi, Lisa. She just joined us in the chat room, Neil. It
right.
is relaxing for her to make candles. She
of
loves
course.
To do it. She makes fantastic candles. They're customized, amazing different waxes, and they're available
yes.
in, okay, are you ready, Neil? 600 fragrances.
Right.
So here's,
I love it.
You were talking
only 600.
About,
okay, go ahead.
Oh, right, only 600. So you were talking about... You know, staying on that continuum. And for people who enjoy their work so much that a large part of it is relaxing, what
yes.
are some of the signs to look for that, you know, you kind of need to take a break? Because we almost need to be reminded of that sometimes.
Yes, we do. Well, in the case of our lovely candle maker, if everything's going well, and she is feeling balanced, and business is good, and all is well in the world, then it sounds to me like she's right in the sweet spot.
Okay.
But for anybody mm-hmm. who is not feeling, for example, let's say, to use your example of a candle maker, and... she's relaxed, she loves doing her work, which is really where it starts. We got to do what we love, because why else are we here? What else can we provide to anybody other than what we do well? And what we do well is what we love. So, if she's too relaxed, let's say, and business is not good, that's a sign that maybe it's a little too relaxing, because there is this continuum, and we are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key. We are always changing. We are not who we were when we started our business. We are not who we were when, last month when we got this new product up. We're always changing, and this is what we forget about, that we need to make constant adjustments. The word we hear bandied about today so much is reinvent. Well, we're always reinventing ourselves.
Right.
We're always making tweaks and adjustments because times change. And certainly today, there's been a huge sea change that is swirling around us in financial markets, in other economic areas, in the environment. Everywhere you look, there's big changes are happening. And I think people are getting, they're kind of drowning a little bit because they haven't, either they haven't made those adjustments to be relevant or aligned with what's going on today, or they haven't taken the time to take an inventory of where they are right now so that they could have seen these changes coming. So the idea is to constantly monitor where you are. And you're not the same as who you are. So it's a matter of aligning yourself with who you are now.
Great. And remembering that we're not the same, so we have to be flexible.
And the idea is to not add, especially for an entrepreneur, to not add more stuff in, because there's always going to be more stuff. And this is what I talk about a lot in my book, about information overload.
Right.
People are stressed. People are my first malady in the book is overbooked, overstressed, overwhelmed.
Right.
And that is so true for so many of us. Well, the idea is that we've bought into the premise, faulty that it is, that more and more and more will get us there, wherever there is. And it's just not true. How much information do we need? How fast can we run? And that leads to huffing and puffing our way to physical and emotional breakdowns. And here's the thing. That means we're living in extremis, maybe a doctor would say in a Latin term, but we're living on the extreme. We're trying more and more and more and more. More information. I need to know more. Stop. You know enough. Let go. It's about letting go and letting go and letting go, not adding in. And that seems illogical. It seems counter-instinctive. And I like it counter-instinctive rather than counter-intuitive, and we could talk about that another time. But it's true. It is illogical. Logic is linear. It's rational. It's thoughtful. It's about thinking. And it's time now to move to the other side, and this is one of those tweaks and adjustments, to the more intuitive side, to the more creative side, to the right brain, if you will, and slow down. But I need to be busier. Busier doesn't necessarily mean more productive. Busy just means more clutter in the pipeline. And I have this expression of mental cholesterol. We're so inundated, so filled with information and stuff that we're bogged down and our creative channels are just cluttered and clogged with stuff. So let's slow down. And the prescription for that overbooked, overstressed, overwhelmed is to explore the poetry of your life. And there's a story in the book about my own experience of that. And I'll just say Trammell Crow was one of the most famous and successful commercial realtors. He was in Texas. And he was a philanthropist and an art collector, very wealthy man. He factored in daydreaming into his day because he knew the value of doing nothing. And we're so afraid of doing nothing because it makes us look lazy or not busy or we're not tending to this or that. But taking time to slow down refreshes and makes us even more effective, refreshes our thinking, refreshes our innovation, not to mention our body and our spirit.
Great tip. So, we're talking with Neil Tepper. Sorry about that, Neil. We do have to go to break. We're talking with Neil Tepper, the author of Prescriptions for Living a Creative Life, Simple Remedies for Common Maladies in Our 24/7 World. And Neil has already given us one fantastic one here, factoring daydreaming into your day. When we come back from our break, we're going to ask him how to do that, because Neil seems to have mastered it, and we need to get our tips from someone who's doing it and not just someone who's reading reports and, you know, repeating what he's heard. Neil's doing it, and so we want to pick his brain for all the details. We're going to come back and do that with our guest, Neil Tepper. Don't touch that mouse. This is Indie Business Podcast. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Podcast. Our guest today is Neil Tepper, the creativity doctor, and he is the author of Prescriptions for Living a Creative Life, Simple Remedies for Common Maladies in Our 24/7 World. And before we took our break, Neil was sharing with us how important it is to factor daydreaming into our lives, and we're going to get back to that. But Neil has a special offer for listeners today. Tell us what that is, Neil.
Well, sure, Donna Maria, and it's just for your listeners. I would love to offer some coaching, some free coaching, and I'll do that at the end of the show, and would love to do that. So we can talk about that later.
We'll be looking forward to that.
Yes.
Certainly, Neil. So make sure you stay tuned to the end, because Neil's going to tell us how we can get some free coaching. But anyway, Neil, you said factoring daydreaming into your day stimulates, I'm paraphrasing here, creative business thinking. Give us an example of how that works and how can we fit it in. Let me tell you why this is so important. We've got, you know, Lisa, our candle maker, she says, you know, I love what I do, but the selling for me is not relaxing, but obviously she has to do that part of it. So how can this daydreaming thing help her be more effective in that area?
Well, I'll share something, how I live my life, and maybe Lisa can take something from it, and then I can expand on it. We need to tune in really, really sensitively to our own selves, our bodies, our minds, our spirit, on all those levels. Okay, so you had mentioned at the outset in introducing me that I do all this and this and this and this, and how do I manage it all? Well, I don't do it all at once, of course. So my general work day, being an entrepreneur, I can design it the way I like, is I work hard in the morning, and then I kind of take care of other stuff in the afternoon, operational stuff and this and that. Well, occasionally, I'll get a message from inside that says, get out of here. And I listen to those messages. So I take myself out of the house and go to the beach. And, okay, so those of your listeners who don't live at the beach can create a beach in their park or wherever they are in nature. And nature is the key. And maybe I'll say not even nature, but a place of quietude, of silence. So I will go, and part of me feels I'm being lazy and indulgent, but that's the thinking part. That's the place for that survival has us thinking that we need to keep going. And I'll say, all right, quiet down. You know, it's like, take a hike. And I will listen to those times when I seem to be working too hard or the wheels are turning and the gears are kind of clanking into each other. I'll get up and I will go. And I will listen to the waves. I won't take my iPod, won't take any reading material. It's important to shut it down. And for Lisa, don't take your candle making. Don't take anything with any expectation. Well, I'm going to go and I'm going to think about this. No, go with a clear mind and sit somewhere, even in a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a mall, and just sit and watch the people and watch the energy. It's really energy. And feel and use all your senses. I have one of the prescription is come to your senses, go out of your mind. Stop thinking. Well, we can't stop thinking, but let thinking happen without us. And just feel. And those are, it's like waves washing upon our inner shores. And it's cleansing. And it's refreshing. And it just totally renews ourselves. If we can do that for an hour a week, or one more hour a week than we do already, our lives will change.
You're saying because I want to focus on that too, because
yes.
An hour, everyone can do an hour, and so many of our listeners, an hour is a lot. So if we start with that, because it may be a lot, but it's definitely doable. You're saying that when we get in that space where there's nothing, we start with nothing, we go to sit, even as you said, in the mall for people who aren't at the beach like me, there's no excuses, right? You find a place to quiet yourself.
Absolutely, that's right. Or in your backyard.
Right, quiet.
Any place you're not going to be distracted.
And so you're saying what that does for us is, of course, it's relaxing, I guess, from a physical perspective, but
right.
Let's tie that into the business.
Okay. By the way, not only is it doable, as you said, it's important. Okay, let's tie it into the business. When we go, what we do is we let go of the twigs and brambles that are in our flow. We let go of that clutter. We renew, refresh, as I said. When we return, when we do that more regularly, we learn how to refresh ourselves. I can't tell you how it's going to happen in your business, how it's going to be effective, and now you're going to have this great idea, but you will. Because once you turn the industrial machine back on,
mm-hmm.
because you've turned it off, once you've turned it back on, it's going to function better. It's like when we sleep. When we're refreshed, we function better after we've slept. Well, our thinking, our gnarling and gnashing and trying to, how do I overcome this problem? I need more cash flow. I need more this and more that. Once we incorporate daydreaming or or relaxing, as I call it in the book, exploring the poetry of our lives, not just the industry of our lives. Once we get into that habit, we have now realigned ourselves. And it's going to be a process of discovery. And by the way, another thing I've discovered is it's a lot easier to create new habits than to break old habits. Breaking old habits is just takes so much hard work, and we're fighting and resisting. Let the old habit fall away and dissolve of its own when we create a new habit, like what we're doing.
Good, okay.
When we create a new habit, I'm going to go an hour every week, and you can even make an appointment with yourself. At 4 o'clock on Wednesdays, I'm out of here. Or at 12 o'clock, or any time. Don't let the thinking mind get you in its hold of saying, I'm not working, I'm not busy enough, I can't do this, this is indulgent. Well, yeah, hello. And this is one of the new rules. This is one of the new rules of our times. Enough is enough already. Or when is enough enough? And we have to take control of our own power. Whose life is this anyway?
Really, really extra good points. And it's great because Lisa is pointing out, our candle maker there, she's pointing out what her mom describes it as, filling up your cup, because if you have nothing to give to anyone else, you can't give anything to anyone else when you're totally empty.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Lisa. I'm going to say this, Donna Maria, and I know much of your audience is women, is comprised of women, but, you know, it doesn't matter, and I don't want to be sexist about it, but women are the caretakers of our world, the mothers, the caretakers. And do I have time to share a little story of one of my clients?
We do, if you can do it in 2 minutes.
Maybe I'll share it when I come back.
Yeah,
No. I maybe can do it. Executive vice president, one of the largest fast food companies in the world. So we're talking about a fairly accomplished executive. Well, she just couldn't delegate well. And what we learned in my working with her was that her parents had died when she and her siblings were young, and she became the caretaker of the family. Well, she brought that with her to work. Even though she had risen to this high level, she came to me and said, I don't know, Neil, I feel like a fire extinguisher. She did all, every time her staff would come, she would put out fires. We all know that one. And she had a to-do list of like 48 items, which I can't even imagine. Well, in working with her, I said, okay, wear a hat that looks like a fire engine, bright red. What does that say? And I actually had her wear a red hat. And what that says is, I can put out your fire. I'm a fire extinguisher. So she kept putting out fires. Then we changed her hat to a blue hat of the fire commissioner. And she changed her life. All of a sudden, her staff started to become more independent. Her to-do list went from 48 to 8. She had more time for herself. She lost weight because she had time to go to the gym and had time for more for friends and family. The idea is that can happen in the business when we don't delegate, when we try and do it all ourselves. And it affects women in that sense because women want to take care of everything and everyone. So it's about taking care of yourself. What's the first thing that happens when you sit in an airplane? Tell you the safety instruction. Put on your own oxygen mask before trying to help anyone else. Why? Because you can't help anyone else until you take care of yourself.
And it's, you know, it's interesting that you just said, I love this, change your hat, change your life. So, Neil,
yes.
It's not always just wearing too many hats, but it could be just wearing the wrong one.
Correct. You got it. You got it.
All right, good. Well, this is really good stuff here, and judging from how our chat room's lighting up, I'm not the only one who thinks so. This is great, because as women, like you said, we need to do this. So we're going to continue this conversation. We've talked about taking an hour off every week, an additional hour. We've talked about changing your hat. I love that because it's so empowering. And don't forget, Neil has some free coaching to give away at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned. But when we come back, we're going to get some more examples from Neil about how we can empower ourselves in this way, expand our businesses as we also take better care of ourselves, and get this new creative energy flowing in our lives. We're going to come back and pick Neil's brain some more about that right here on the Indie Business Podcast. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to our podcast here. We're talking to Neil Tepper, the creativity doctor, author of Prescriptions for Living a Creative Life. I want you to know where you can touch base with Neil. There's lots of places. We're on Twitter at Arts with Aloha. That's Arts, plural, A-R-T-S, with Aloha. Also, you can head on over to Facebook and just type in your search window, Neil Tepper, and guess who will pop up, and you can fan his page or like him, whatever they're calling it on Facebook page. Of course, you can also, just shoot Google Creativity Doctor or head on over to www.neiltepper.com. But before we took our break, Neil, we were talking about this notion of wearing too many hats, you know, taking an extra hour. So I have a question. You have a successful business. You're coaching. You're speaking. You also do all these other things you love. Can you give us some insight into how you maintain the level of profitability that is right for you, yet also enjoy some of the other things that you're doing? Because I think that's what a lot of very small business owners and indies, you know, it's a big challenge today to continue to be creative and just really enjoy life, yet also, you know, keep up with all the economic stuff that's going on today.
Well, it's an interesting question, Donna Maria, and you know, everyone has their own equation for this, and you just have to find your way. What I have found is my North Star, my compass, is what I love to do. I decided, and it is a decision, and we do have choice. I decided after my corporate career on a raft floating down the Colorado inside the Grand Canyon and hiking throughout it. It was an epiphany. I said, I don't want to work for anyone anymore. And I became an entrepreneur. And I decided that. And it's not like the world just turns rosy. We all know what the life of an entrepreneur is. But I love it. And I do what I love. And I've been using that as a guidepost. I love to write. I love words. I love images, photography. I love speaking. And I decided to do that. Now, I also love television. I'm a television producer as well. and I love other stuff. But that left brain part of me, which we do need, that logical side said, wait a minute, you just can't do it all. So I focused and I determined what I was going to focus on. And, you know, I have a client now that I've been working with, and he's an executive and business person, and I'm using the return on investment. We all know what that is, ROI. Well, what we need to do is look at our own business, our own life, really. It's not like we have a business life and a personal life. It's one life.
Yes, it is.
And it's like meet, even if you're a solo entrepreneur, meet with your board of directors. And that is your committee inside yourself. And have a heart-to-heart and say, what's working here? What's not working? And what's giving me a return on my investment? Making all these calls, doing all this, doing all that. There are some things that are probably not paying off. And I would just let them go or put them way down on the list and focus on the items, the activities, number one, that you love to do, and that's a sign right there, and also the things that seem to be paying off. For me, it's writing, and this book came through me as a creativity doctor, Prescriptions for Living a Creative Life. It was just so perfectly aligned with who I am. Speaking, which is an outgrowth of that, so I can speak, and speaking with you and your audience. But I'm not going to let go of my photography. I love photography, so I do it also. I can't do it all at once, and I have to be willing to let go of some of it, and that's okay. So I do my photography as I can, and then I get all involved in it, and I have a show that's hanging now in a gallery. And I can't write during those times. That's okay with me. And it's about finding your own, you know, that works for me. It's about finding your own, and when you find that balance point, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're happy, and then you're content, you're pleased, and I don't mean to just go to sleep, but you feel like you're in the zone. And that's where peak performance comes from, by the way. When you're in the zone, we all know what that's like. When you're clicking, everything's working. It's effortless, and that's where we want to be.
Peak performance, that's a really good thing to remind us of. And Suzanne Lee in the chat room just said that she loves your idea of letting things go that aren't paying off. And I just want to share, someone tweeted not too long ago something that sort of stuck with me, and you know, in 140 characters or less, this was so profound. She said, if you can't figure out what to do first today, pick the thing that makes you the most money, and the rest will take care of itself.
Well, you know, that's a way to go.
I think, and just to say, I'm not saying, of course, because I love what you're saying about, you know, not always being so stuck in doing that, but certainly, at least if you can't figure out what to do first and you're not going to take a break, if you can do the thing that's most productive financially, then in some ways you position yourself better to take a break, right?
Possibly. And you might need to take a break if you're going to position yourself financially and then take on all that that might imply, which is maybe you got to give something up, and maybe you'll be giving up a lot of your time and energy, possibly. And is financial your problem? How much do you need to live? And that's part of that equation. How much do we need? And we all have that equation. For me, I've designed my life so that I'm happy with what I have. And, you know, how I don't know how big I want my business to be. I just want to be connecting with people and doing what I'm doing. So to pursue, you know, Deepak Chopra said that happiness is the goal of all other goals. And I love that. So if that's true, and I believe it is true, why not go there first? Why not go through all the other stuff just to feel happy? And let that be your guidepost.
Nice.
Feeling happy. So,
okay.
I'm not saying that, you know, there are some people that are financially driven, and if you are, if that's really important to you, then go for it. But look for the signs of stress or overwhelm.
Right.
Is it worth it?
Excellent point. And, you know, I like one of the quotes in your book that said, personal happiness is the new success. I'm paraphrasing because I'm not looking at it right now, but the idea and the notion was that there have been so many times in our history as humans and also, of course, as Americans where, you know, success means how fat your bank account is and how much you've saved.
That's right.
Blah, blah,
that's
blah,
right.
Blah. But personal fulfillment, I think that was the quote. Personal fulfillment.
Yes.
Success, and that's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly right. And that's one of the new rules. That, you know, it's from money to meaning. It's about fulfillment. And here's the thing, and why I have put the banner of all of this as creativity is because I want to redefine creativity. Creativity is so much more than just artistic talent. It's about it's about feeling our inner power in the moment and going beyond 180 degrees between black and white, into the realm of gray and possibility. Between this and that, either or, lives possibility. And that's what creativity is to me. So that when we pursue happiness, fulfillment, it's the other part of us. It's that other 180 degrees that is not being satisfied by the pursuit of logical stuff. So fulfillment, the way I think about our time, the times we live in this age of information overload, and this information, you know, I feel that knowledge is overrated. It's like enough already. It's like when you climb a mountain and you get to the, with what we've had before, our skills, our experience, our expertise, our stamina, our drive, all of that has gotten us to the foothills. And now everybody's saying, I want to get to the next level, I want to get to the next level. Well, the next level, let's call it the peaks, to the upper levels of that mountain, require new tools. We can't get up there with what got us here. So
right.
All of a sudden now, all of a sudden we need, you know, crampons, if that's the term, for the ice. We might need oxygen masks. We might need other tools. And that's where we are now. There are new rules. And we have new tools, and one of those new tools is creativity, to see things in new ways.
And I love how your book really just takes readers on a step-by-step journey, actually, because there are forms to fill out. You can journal in here. It's wonderful. It's called Prescriptions for Living a Creative Life by our guest, Neil Tepper, the creativity doctor. It's available on Amazon. And, Neil, tell us how we can get that free coaching that you shared at the beginning of the show.
Certainly, I'd love to. Well, as you just said, the book, first of all, it does have workbook pages at the end of each chapter to help guide the reader into creating new habits. And it's available on Amazon, as you said. And what I would like to do, and I've not done this before, so it's going to be a discovery for me as well, but I want to help people, and I would like to offer your listeners 15 minutes of free coaching You can call me and discuss anything you'd like to do to discuss and a question you might have for 15 minutes, and we can accomplish a lot in 15 minutes. If you send me your receipt from Amazon that you bought the book, and you send me that, you email me that receipt, I will honor that offer and give you 15 minutes of free coaching on the phone.
Right, until the end of July 2010. That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Let's
and you
do
can
that.
Connect with Neil again through Facebook. Just type in Neil Tepper. You can also connect with him at Twitter, at Arts of Aloha, and also at neiltepper.com. So there's lots of different ways. You can go on Amazon, buy the book, and then find out, you know, get Neil's email address and send him your receipt, and you'll be able to get even more of the tips and exciting things that he can share to help you, you know, tap into that creativity that's going to expand your influence both personally and professionally. So excited to have you on the show today, Neil. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Donna Maria, and I just love the work you're doing, and we all need help, and we're leveraging it this way by reaching out and connecting with others.
Well, and thank you so much. I've enjoyed connecting with you on Facebook. Guys, check out Neil's Facebook page. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, go there and take a deep breath and spend a few minutes. I guarantee you it'll be worth it. Next week, we've got Bob Phipps. He is the retail doctor. Lots of doctors on my show recently. Bob Phipps is the retail doctor. He's the author of The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. And he's going to join us to offer time-tested approaches to diagnose, treat, and cure what ails your business. That's right here next week on the Indie Business Podcast. I'll see you then. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.